We start with fresh news out of the White House. President Trump's press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, has tested positive for the new coronavirus. The news breaking just minutes ago, and that was only a few hours after a top White House official say that President Trump's doctors will decide soon when he can be discharged from hospital. Mr. Trump is being treated for COVID-19 at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland. His doctors say his health is improving, and the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, says that they will make a decision in a few hours. Some experts are warning that the president's infection may be more severe than what has been made public. Mr. Trump's blood oxygen levels dipped twice over the weekend, and he received extra oxygen. He was also given the steroid dexamethasone, which is normally reserved for serious cases. But the U.S. leader seems eager to show he's doing well. He ventured out in a motorcade to greet supporters who gathered outside the hospital. The president also posted a video on Twitter to reassure the public that he is recovering. But he posted as many as 15 block capital tweets in 30 minutes, appealing to voters by claiming a record of successes in his first term. Well, Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. with more. First off, Simon, let's circle back to the latest news about Kayleigh McEnany. What else do we know about her condition?
Well, she says that she was not exhibiting any symptoms, so it appears that she was surprised when she tested positive for COVID-19 just a few hours ago here in Washington, D.C. But she becomes, of course, the latest in a growing number of White House officials who have tested positive, including President Trump, the First Lady, the President's leading personal assistant, at least two of his communications advisors, the head of the Republican National Committee, the manager of President Trump's re-election campaign, and at least three Republican senators. She has argued in a statement on Twitter that she definitely claims she did not know that the president's top communications advisor, Hope Hicks, had tested positive for COVID-19 in the middle of last week. However, reporters at the White House are pointing out that only yesterday, Kayleigh McEnany was walking around the building without the required face mask pursuant to new instructions given to staff by the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, and she briefed reporters on the White House driveway without wearing a face mask. So those reporters now highly likely going to have to go and get themselves tested for COVID-19. We already know prior to this news that three members of the White House press corps are now isolating after having tested positive. So just another extraordinary development that is redolent of a White House that has never really implemented particularly stringent COVID-19 protocols, and whose senior staff members are now absolutely paying the price for that.
So, Simon, what are the doctors saying about the president himself? Should Mr. Trump be discharged anytime soon?
Paul, I don't know what the doctors are saying, but I can tell you what the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, is saying. He took to Fox News this morning to say that the president will decide in conjunction with his doctors about whether he should be discharged from hospital later today. Under normal circumstances, it's the doctors that make that decision. But President Trump, according to Mark Meadows, the Chief of Staff, is very much going to be part of that decision-making process. I think he's made it clear over the last few hours that he is itching to return to the White House. So it will not surprise any of us if we do see him being discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center, even though he's still receiving treatment for COVID-19 and is most assuredly still COVID-19 positive. What we don't know is, once he gets back to the White House, is he going to self-isolate or not? Or is he going to return to the Oval Office and resume his normal activity? We are, as you can tell, sailing through completely uncharted waters here, and every single hour brings another surprise.
Indeed we are. Well, thank you very much, Simon, for that update. Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.